Clarence Woodhouse, now 72, always maintained he was innocent in the killing of a restaurant worker in Winnipeg. He was one of four men convicted in 1974 in the fatal beating and stabbing. Woodhouse is the third man exonerated in that death. Canada's Justice Minister ordered a review of the case as possible miscarriages of justice. The prosecuting attorney told the court that police had coerced and manufactured a statement from one of the accused who had limited English. Clarence Woodhouse spent 12 years in prison before being paroled. His lawyer said that the case against Woodhouse was infested with racism from beginning to end. Crown prosecutors acknowledged that systemic racism had impacted the case and led to a miscarriage of justice. Chief Justice Glenn Joyal apologized to Woodhouse on behalf of the justice system. That was echoed by Matt Weeb, the Attorney General of Manitoba.
As the Attorney General of Manitoba, I offer my heartfelt apologies to Mr. Woodhouse and his family.
A lawyer for the group known as Innocence Canada, Jerome Kennedy, says they are working on other cases involving Indigenous men from Ontario, Alberta, and Saskatchewan.
Statistically, we know that with the disproportionate number of Indigenous people in jail, that there has to be wrongful convictions. Oftentimes, these people don't know who to reach out to or how to reach out.
As for Woodhouse, he says he's looking forward to spending time with his son and grandchildren, and probably just relaxing. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.